Since the main themes of the address were known well in advance of the president's appearance, some reaction began to roll in hours before he spoke to a joint session of Congress. Even before the address, Senate Democrat Robert Byrd took aim at the president's assertion that while Americans are concerned about the economy, they can be confident about long-term economic prospects. Pointing to the president's call for Congress to make permanent tax cuts passed during his time in office, Byrd said the president presided over sharply increased deficits and debt, while, as Byrd put it, squandering billions of dollars every week in Iraq. In the formal Democratic response, Kathleen Sebelius, Democratic governor of the state of Kansas, urged President Bush to work with majority Democrats and to make a change of course in Iraq.
The last 5 years have cost us dearly in lives lost, in thousands of wounded warriors whose futures may never be the same, in challenges not met here at home because our resources were committed elsewhere. America's foreign policy has left us with fewer allies and more enemies. Join us, Mr. President, in working together with Congress to make tough, smart decisions. We will regain our standing in the world and protect our people and our interests.
Republicans generally praise the president for concentrating on key points of his agenda he believes can be accomplished in coming months while maintaining his commitment to Iraq. Jack Kingston is a Georgia Republican.
What he's done is a smart thing. He's stuck with his relevant issues, and he's going to keep pushing them through rather than come out here with 11 months ago in his presidency and introduce a whole bunch of new things.
Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz faults the president for what she describes as a lack of vision.
The president did not speak to my generation and the generation of young Americans who are looking for some hope, looking for some vision that will give them the opportunity to move in a new direction on education, on health care, on bringing our troops home from the war in Iraq that we're hopelessly mired in, on making sure that we can really focus on global warming instead of just saying that it's a problem. Let's see some action. Let's see some funding.
In his address, President Bush said defeating the Taliban and al-Qaeda forces fighting U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan remains critical to U.S. security and noted the deployment of an additional 3,200 U.S. Marines there. But the Democratic House Armed Services Committee Chairman Congressman Ike Skelton says the added forces fall far short of numbers needed for a long-term strategy for Afghanistan. The president's final State of the Union address came with his public approval rating still in the 30% range and with the U.S. economy now at the top of public concerns. On Tuesday, the House of Representatives is due to debate the $150 billion economic stimulus package agreed to by the White House and House Democrats and Republicans, a measure the president warned should not be delayed or derailed. But his other priorities face uphill battles, including a permanent revision of anti-terrorist electronic surveillance legislation and free trade agreements for Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. Some key fiscally conservative Republicans expressed disappointment on Monday with the president's pledge to take steps to limit lawmakers' ability to designate millions of additional dollars in legislation for special projects benefiting their own districts, known as earmarks, saying much more needs to be done to bring this spending under control. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.